All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 1:33 Central Standard Time. If you're watching us live on X, Real Alex Jones, Infowars.com at Infowars.com/show, band.video, hundreds of radio stations, TV stations, cable stations across the country. But however you're listening or whether you're watching this as an archive later, God bless you all. What a historic time we're living in right now. Trump is Godzilla-ing, flame-throwing the globalist deep state, the New World Order, $3 trillion cut off the NGO money yesterday. They're in complete panic mode, securing the border, turbocharging U.S. investment, purging the deep state of globalist operatives. This is massive. But we saw what happened when I was covering this last week and over the weekend. I said, watch this deep seek. And then they launched it. The attacks Monday, $1 trillion lost in the stock market. A lot of it's come back today. Well, Mike Adams is a really smart scientist and engineer and computer programmer and author, and everybody knows who he is, the Health Ranger, at Health Ranger on X. And he's got a really key angle and analysis on this deep seek panic. NVIDIA Oracle stocks rebound after Monday's rout. So that was, again, Chinese globalist allied attack on the announcement you heard the week before. But it is true what Elon Musk says, that OpenAI, what they're trying to get Trump to do, is a giant boondoggle, and they want it to be one centralized system. Trump calls China's DeepSeek AI app a wake-up call after tech stocks slide. So we go now to the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. Mike, I know you've got specific angles you want to get into about competitiveness and more, and then how this system varies from the other ones that grab a lot more data and use a lot more computing power, and how this system basically goes into certain buckets in the search, not in a full spectrum search, which we all know the AI is really about mass surveillance and control. They just let us have one use of it, just like the cell phones and search engines are really them watching us, not us learning things. That's just a derivative or cheese on the mousetrap to get the cheese to come in. So there's a lot more reasons why they, quote, say the AI we have or the West has uses so much energy and is wasteful. Well, it's not. It's watching everything. But I know you're really the expert on this. We couldn't get a better expert on if we tried. Mike, what's really going on here?
All right. So important to understand that OpenAI, the company in the United States, the name is wrong. It's not open, it's closed. Okay, so it's very deceptive for starters. And Elon Musk's criticisms of Sam Altman and OpenAI are well-founded, in my view. What China did is they released a bombshell reasoning model, open source. So China actually did something extraordinary for human freedom through decentralization, putting this capability on everybody's desktop for free. Again, open source and open weights on the model, something that OpenAI would never do, something Google would never do, something that no US corporation would do. And so first thing, Alex, is there's this battle between closed source or monopoly controlled, corporate controlled AI models, which is what the US is pushing through OpenAI and Google Gemini and Anthropic and so on, versus what China is doing, which is pushing out really good, in fact, probably the best in the world, decentralized open source models that even Mark Andreessen calls a gift to humanity. So that's really important to note. And my criticism of Trump's decision on the Stargate project is very simple. Number one, I'm super impressed with what Trump has done since he got into office, and I'm cheering him every single day on the deportations, on getting tough with Colombia, et cetera. You know, Trump is doing what he said he was going to do. He freed the J6 prisoners, et cetera. But what we need in America is an open source decentralization ecosystem of AI innovation. And most importantly, Alex, this is the big takeaway that I just really wanted to share with you and your audience today, is that the Democrats did so much damage to this country, not over just the last 4 years, but over the last two decades, by dumbing down the education system and pushing wokeness, which is the opposite of reason, by the way, and sabotaging our energy infrastructure, that the Democrats have hobbled America's ability to compete with China in AI. We have been set back probably a decade by Democrat policies, and we're not even graduating enough STEM graduates out of the universities, that, you know, science and math and engineering, et cetera. China is graduating over 3.5 million STEM graduates a year. because their university system doesn't push wokeness. It doesn't push transgenderism. It's not an indoctrination factory. So China is producing amazing engineers. And I say China has achieved the point where, you know, sometimes they're accused of stealing all the secrets from the U.S. And I know they've stolen stuff in the past, but today China doesn't have to steal anything. They've got 4 times or 5 times more graduates than America is producing. And
well, that was my next point. I'm not an engineer like you, software engineer and the rest of it, but I can look at the numbers. The U.S. was way dominant ahead of everybody until really the last 4 years. And then suddenly China is way ahead. They didn't need these more advanced, faster chips. They were able to work around that. So explain how Google, Gemini, OpenAI, they grab more data, but they're not open because it doesn't, it only lets it then say that certain information is a priority. Like I've done interviews with ChatGPT here on air 5 or 6 times, and it wouldn't say that there was an attempted assassination of Trump months after it happened because it didn't want to say that. It wouldn't say a month after Tim Walz was their person they chose as the VP candidate. It wouldn't do that. And it's the same thing with Grok, and I know he's trying to make Grok good, but Grok has been doing where it says, show me Americans, and it'll only show you brown people. So what is it in the programming that just shows most of these AIs still having this leftist bent? I mean, Grok's not as bad. Musk, I believe him. He's trying to make it work better. It does work better in political questions, and you ask him things about Trump or me or you, but it still doesn't want to show white people most of the time.
Right. Well, this gets to the problem of the woke corporations. So, you know, what Trump stands for is a meritocracy. And if America doesn't return to a meritocracy on an emergency basis, we are done as a nation, because China will achieve superintelligence first. And the first nation to achieve superintelligence will absolutely dominate the world. And I even put out a podcast yesterday that said, on what day will Trump be forced to sign an unconditional surrender to the nation of China? And I'm not exaggerating, because that's what happens if we lose the AI wars. Now, we can turn this around, but we have to immediately end the censorship, Alex. It's got to stop across the board, including there's still some censorship on X. There's still censorship, obviously, on YouTube and Google. That's got to end because it's stifling innovation. Secondly, we have to end the woke. We have to get the woke out of all universities right now and all corporations right now. Actually, Alex, wokeism is a threat to national security at this point in the AI arms race. If we can't get back to people who can do math, who can code, who can build systems and build technology, and if we can't allow innovation and freedom of expression, we are done as a nation, Alex. This is why I really appreciate you having me on today, because this is an urgent wake-up call for America. Trump is right. It's a wake-up call, but it's beyond just a wake-up call. We are done as a nation probably before the year 2030 if we don't become competitive in AI.
I know you're really an expert on this. I mean, I read your work, I listen to your show. I know that you've got really amazing knowledge. So I want you to kind of snapshot different areas of this. But first, remember Elon Musk a month ago said, hey, I still need skilled workers in tech. We don't have enough of them. And Ramaswamy said, yeah, they've dumbed down some people. A lot of people got mad. Look, they're going to get the criminals out and stop letting them dump the mentally ill and deport most of these people. But to say the U.S. didn't have a policy since before World War II, but really after it, to get the smartest from around the world, and there was a brain drain here, that's why we innovated and dominated. Not that we didn't have a lot of great Americans here to begin with, and our system was great, so people want to be part of it. But I mean, no, there really are a lot of smart Chinese and Indians and people that we need. And I think it should only be the super brainiacs. I mean, I think the program should be cut back 90%. But people going ape on Musk about that, it's not my job to be his apologist when he's wrong. But, I mean, he's always been for getting the best scientists, people. He's an example of somebody really smart coming to an America. Isn't he the poster child for that?
Well, I agree with you. And what Ramaswamy said that I completely agree with is that in America, in our education system, in our pop culture, music, and Hollywood, there's a culture of celebrating stupidity and incompetence. And that's not true in China or Russia or most other countries. That's got to change. We have to celebrate achievement. We have to celebrate meritocracy. We can't have universities in California that penalize you for being Asian, for example. But that's been the status quo for, you know, 10-20 years. You are penalized for being Asian. You're also penalized for being white in many universities.
Oh, it came out at Harvard and Yale. They just said no more Asians. And they said, we're going to secretly, this came out like 3 years ago, as you know, for people that didn't, I'm telling you, they said, we're not going to tell them, but we're just not going to let them in.
That's right. That's right. And that discriminatory policy is what has crippled the United States and has set us behind in the AI race wars. Now, Alex, AI is the last invention that humanity ever needs to invent. Because from that point forward, I mean, I'm talking about superintelligence. From that point forward, the superintelligence system invents everything you need: advanced materials, advanced weapons, antimatter systems, anti-gravity propulsion systems, if they don't already exist. But you don't need to invent anything else after you invent the superintelligence. And the U.S. is now losing. As of this week, the U.S. is losing this race because of woke and because of censorship. And on an emergency basis, we have got to stop it. Now, the reason the images that your producers are showing there, those are the woke images where historical images have been turned into people of color instead of the more accurate historical images in these cases. And that's a distortion of reality that Google
is pushing. Listen, I can't even watch Viking shows on Netflix. It changed the last 3 years. Most of the Vikings aren't even white.
No, it's insane that history is not allowed. Now, here's the thing. People talk about DeepSeek from China being censored. And I say, you're wrong. Yeah, DeepSeek may censor conversations about Tiananmen Square, but the US AI models censor any criticism of Big Pharma. They censor the truth about COVID origins. They censor the truth about the stolen 2020 election. They censor the truth about 9/11. You name it, the US models censor all of these subjects. The US has far more censorship than Chinese models.
And explain, because you're an engineer, but I've read the studies. Why does manipulating it to make it deceptive on not just wokeism, but on everything, how does that make AI stupid? How does it hold it back?
Because you can't have a reasoning model if the model is programmed to be irrational and to say that men can have babies, okay? I mean, they are obviously contradictory concepts. Well, I asked DeepSeek. I have DeepSeek R1, a 32 billion parameter model running on my desktop, okay? It's amazing. It's the greatest invention in human history, okay? And I asked it, can men have get pregnant and have babies? And it says, no, men don't have the reproductive hardware to have a baby. They don't have the hormonal hardware. I mean, obviously, men can't have babies. But if you ask Google, can men have babies? Oh, of course men can have babies. Or if you ask, Anthropic or Microsoft or Meta, they're all over. Men can have babies. Well, you can't have a reasoning model that is good at reasoning if you teach it to be cognitively retarded, which is what wokeism is. So wokeism is cognitive retardation. That is the opposite of innovation. And that's why we're in this situation behind China, because China rejected wokeism while America's leftists pushed wokeism. Trump is trying to rescue us from that, and many conservatives are trying to rescue us. But we are behind the curve right now. We are losing in this race badly.
Okay, so I know you are an AI expert. For people that don't know, Mike,
we're building a model that I'll bring to you in about a month that'll blow your mind. I'll demonstrate it in your studio.
Please. So I've known Mike about 17 years. Really smart guy, Mike. So explain to me how China jumped ahead. What this DeepSeek does? Why it can be done for a few million dollars instead of billions of dollars? And what this means, what about Sentinel, the U.S. government's AI? I mean, I know AIs are varied and different for what their applications, are, and I know corporations don't really know how to use it right now because they're so strictured. So most of the innovation is by the general public using AI and, kind of creating their own modules with it and then educating others. So the establishments, are dinosaurs in ways and don't know how to control it. So just talk about AI in general trends, but first DeepSeek. Is it as good as they say, and why is it a threat?
Yes, it's as good as they say. It's the best reasoning model in the world today. It beats OpenAI, okay? And the reason China was able to do this is because they didn't fall for the false narrative that the U.S. currently believes, which is thinking that scaling compute automatically produces better models. China was able to show that you don't need a Manhattan Project level scale of data centers and compute in order to have really,
I was reading,
really
they modeled
models
after how the neurons that have been studied, how a human does it with less computing power, but
that's right.
Explain that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the human brain uses very little energy, but it's highly advanced in its thinking capability because of the neural network, the interconnections of the neurons. So the more closely you model the human brain, but yet add more power to it. But I mean, look, I'm running DeepSeek on a graphics card that only uses like 450 watts of power. And it outthinks, PhDs. It outreasons advanced mathematicians. It can write legislation. It can write policy for lawmakers using just 450 watts of power, right? Generating some heat, which is useful right now because it's cold in Texas. But the DeepSeek model proves you don't need massive scaling. That's why the stock market really collapsed yesterday. It's bounced back a lot since then. But that's why NVIDIA was even hammered, which I think is crazy. I think NVIDIA has a very bright future. My own company, Alex, is probably going to spend $500,000 on NVIDIA hardware this year alone, because you always
Can you hook these NVIDIA chips with their architecture up to DeepSeek?
That's what I'm doing right now on my desktop. Absolutely. I'm running DeepSeek on NVIDIA hardware, and it's mind-blowing. I'm having it solve really practical problems. Like, for example, I said, look, I have a rainwater tank with 1,000 gallons of water in it, and here's the temperature, and here's the wind speed, and I want you to do the math and calculate how long until this rain tank freezes. And it has to understand, heat transfer coefficients and phase change energy and everything, and it goes through all the math, and it produces an answer. And it's not academic. If you're a rancher out on a farm somewhere, you want to know, when does your water freeze? Now you have a way to get an answer. Or if you are, an e-commerce person, you want to write product descriptions for your products, like your own products in your own store. This engine can do all of that. And when our engine comes out, which is free, non-commercial, by the way, I'm not plugging anything for profit. It's going to be totally open source. It's trained on all the best nutrition and phytonutrients and herbs and alternative medicine.
And that's really, they admit the big move we've seen, and what Mark Andreessen was in the meetings with the Biden people when they told him 3-4 years ago, we're not going to have anybody with real open AI. We're only going to have one or two companies government controlled, and we're going to ban everybody else using AI. Isn't that really the real move that everybody should be concerned about? That AI is here. It's not going anywhere. We need it. Just like the government has guns, we got guns too. We need decentralization.
So I'm familiar with that conversation that you just quoted. I believe that was actually just last year, and that's already, that conversation is obsolete because of what China has done. In other words, the U.S. cannot ban math, okay? The U.S. can't ban linear algebra, which is one of the key math areas that's used in AI. You can't do it.
No, that's the point. The whole attempt to have a secret government-controlled
it's not going to work.
AI system, China just blew it up, is the bottom line.
Exactly. And actually, again, China gave a gift to humanity in this case. I'm not saying that I'm not a communist, obviously, but China did what the U.S. could not
do. Sure, and they could have made a lot more money, let's say, coming out with a phone powered by this and selling it for $500 that undercuts an Apple that's $700. But instead, if they really keep this decentralized, this will lower the prices of everything. So with the communist Chinese, they always got a trick up their sleeve. What is the long game here of giving Promethean fire out?
Well, by doing this, China is, number one, crippling the U.S. AI industry and crippling investment into U.S. AI infrastructure.
Yeah, so Trump comes out and says, we're going to be the capital, and 3 days later, they go, fire the Death Star.
Exactly. And on top of this, China is decentralizing reasoning models by publishing the science papers that tell other countries how to build this. Now, remember, Alex, that China and Russia have formed an AI partnership, so they are sharing the best tech behind the scenes. Russia is filled with highly capable programmers. Never underestimate the intelligence of the Russian people. They are smart, smart, smart. And so are the Chinese. Very smart people, highly capable engineers and mathematicians. Together, they are going to beat the United States if we stay on the current track. That's my point. We have
to change now. So the idiots attacking Elon Musk for wanting to bring in Chinese and Indian super brains are suicidal.
Yeah, we need the highest IQ Indian engineers.
And that's why Elon flipped out and said,
Japanese and Koreans.
That's why he flipped out and said, all you idiots don't understand it. Fuck you. Because, I mean, he goes, we got to do that. Yeah.
Look, we have to deport the illegal criminals, obviously. And that's getting done. And that needs to go to 5,000 a day that we need to be deporting, at least 5,000 a day to really have a dent in this. But we need to be attracting, based on merit, the high IQ engineers and technical people from all over the world. And you know, Alex, my wife is from Taiwan. I believe in legal immigration. We are innovators. We are builders like you and your family and your operation. And we, Alex, you and I, we have been attacked and stifled and smeared. We have been kept down when we are the people who are the builders of innovation. And all we ask for is a fair playing field so that we can actually roll out our technology, our innovation, our ideas, and give gifts to humanity and not just rely on China to give this gift of DeepSeek. We have things to offer to this country, too.
So you don't see any way it's a Trojan horse. It's more them turning over the table and saying, you think you're going to beat us? No, we're going to have our own currency, BRICS, and we're going to just give this to the world that then basically takes Silicon Valley's monopoly of power and blows it into a trillion pieces.
Yeah, this is China also throwing down the gauntlet and saying, we're going to beat you to superintelligence. And Alex, the day that that happens, I guarantee you, the day that that happens, China is going to send just a message to the White House and say, when are you going to sign an unconditional surrender of the United States of America to China? Because if you don't, we're going to turn off your power grid. We're going to turn off all your nuclear codes, because super intelligent systems can replicate to millions of agents, and they can get all the passwords, all the codes, all the social engineering. They can take down your entire infrastructure, your power grid, your banking, everything.
And I saw a video, China's pulling all U.S. equipment out of their grid, but we're full of their grid because the NSA and the globalists want back doors to spy on us. They just built back doors for everybody else.
Yeah, and it doesn't even need Chinese equipment in our grid. A Chinese super intelligent agent system can simply social engineer its way to get the passwords to every system. They can just say
that's simple. It'll instantly call up everybody's mom or dad and say,
yeah, exactly.
Mom, can you check my computer? I forgot my password. Sure, honey, let me give you your passcode. And by the way, AI has already done that. OpenAI 4 years ago was trying to break in, beat the, are you a robot puzzles. And so it would just go hire humans and then lie to them and say, no, I'm blind, when they would say, are you a robot? And then it got people to go break into it for them.
You got it. And look, let me put it this way, Alex. If we don't become competitive in the AI race, we will be a colony of China within 5 years. That's how crazy the situation is.
So what does Trump need to do and what do we need to do?
Trump needs to decentralize and open source AI right now. Trump needs to, on an emergency basis, reform the entire university system, fire every woke teacher, every woke professor, every woke administrator across the entire education system. And we've got to end all censorship across the board, including the censorship that's still on X.
And by the way, all the top futurists and engineers are saying what you're saying. I mean, it is wild that the globalist attempts to dumb us down and deindustrialize us has now blinded them. And it's absolutely shown that they really are incompetent at the end of the day. So you're saying Trump's saying and doing all the right things then?
He's in the right direction, but he needs to open source this. Instead of funneling a bunch of money to OpenAI and Oracle with all of Larry Ellison's crazy, mRNA dreams, we need to open source this and let innovators like myself and others go to town on these models, because we want America to be successful.
All right, stay there. Do five more minutes, then Naomi Wolf's coming up. And I want to talk about this because it's not about kissing Musk's ass. The more I study Musk and the direction he's gone the last 4 years, he's been freaking out for 4, 5, 6 years about OpenAI, and it needs to be truly open, and it's not going to work, and it's a boondoggle, and we're falling behind, and China's going to beat us. And now you see it all happening.
Yeah, well, again, if we are unleashed to innovate and help this country, we can help solve this problem. People like us, innovators, and we have been suppressed for a decade, and that's got to end. Otherwise, this country is history.
So you're saying Elon Musk was a visionary on this?
Well, absolutely. And he knows where this is going.
He might know a thing or two.
Yeah.
Stay right there, Mike Adams. We'll be right back. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger at Health Ranger on X, is one of the smartest people I know on a whole bunch of subjects. He's not just a generalist in a whole bunch of knowledge like I am. He's a expert generalist on a ton of topics. In the last 5 minutes we have left before Naomi Wolf comes on with a deep dive on the big picture and her grading of Trump and what she thinks the bad guys are going to throw at us next. I've been interrupting a lot because it's fascinating. In the little bit of time we have, you've got the floor to just anything else you want to impart to people.
Here we go. Let me summarize what America needs to do and what's at stake if we don't do this. So to summarize the last segment, America is losing the AI wars to China right now. It's very clear. Almost everybody agrees who knows anything about AI. Anybody who's used the DeepSeek models has reached the same conclusion at this point. America's behind because we have been sabotaged. We've been sabotaged by the Democrats. We've been sabotaged by wokeness, the dumbing down of our school system, the dumbing down of our corporations. We now have a culture in America, which, of course, Trump is beginning to reverse, thank God. But we have a culture, especially in Silicon Valley and in the tech areas, where the most woke person is given the advancement to be in charge of projects instead of the most qualified person. Our universities have been turned into woke indoctrination centers instead of education centers. Now, there are exceptions to this. There are still some good universities, but you know, across the board, they're just woke factories. They're indoctrination centers. I mean, look at what happened in LA recently with the fires. Did we have competent fire chiefs? No. We had lesbian fire chiefs that were really happy to be, you know, lesbians, but can you put out fires? Not really. Can you put water in the fire hydrants? Turns out that's not the case. That's not part of being lesbian for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I don't care if somebody's a lesbian or gay or trans. I really don't care. What I care about is, can you do your freaking job? Are you good at your job? Are you the best at your job? And America has gotten away from that. That has set us behind, and that's a Democrat sabotage of this country. So what we have to do now on an emergency basis, and if we don't do this, we are toast as a nation. I mean this. This is the end of the West if we don't become competitive and become dominant in the realm of AI. What we have to do on an emergency basis right now is we have to denounce wokeism and all of the irrational lunacy that it involves. And the climate lunacy, this idea that carbon dioxide is a pollutant, that it's bad for plants somehow, when it's critical for photosynthesis, for God's sake, right? And this idea that men can have babies, this idea that there are an unlimited number of genders, this idea infected our culture. It infected our government offices. It infected our corporate America, our universities, pop culture, Hollywood, all of it. It's got to go. And it's got to go on an emergency basis. I mean, this is a national security issue at this point. If we don't return to rationality and technical skills and innovation and the freedom to innovate, which means ending censorship, then we are done as a nation. China will achieve superintelligence first, and China will demand our surrender. There's no question whatsoever that that's where this is headed, and nobody is as advanced as China is right now. Now, the DeepSeek company with its R1 model, some people believe that it's actually backed by the Chinese government. Well, that may be. Maybe there's been $1 billion of research that went into this model. It doesn't change the fact that the model exists, that it's real, that it's amazing, and that it's being given to the world for free, open source, as a decentralized model. I can assure you that innovators like myself in the tech space and many others are going to now build their own systems on top of DeepSeek R1. DeepSeek R1 is going to become the base reasoning model for all kinds of customized reasoning models in finance, in medicine, in government, in marketing, you name it. We're going to build a reasoning model based on DeepSeek sometime in the coming months. And the model that we have coming out called Enoch comes out March 1st. I'm going to bring it to Alex Jones in the studio, and we're going to run it live in the studio and show you what can be done when you train models on truth instead of fiction and wokeism. This is a very big deal.
And by the way, Mike Adams, you're not just saying that because I'm not an engineer like you, but for years I've followed AI. You know, and they always explain, it just goes off what's real and what the math and facts. If you try to make it do basic stuff like show no white people, it fries it. You get a mentally ill system that crashes. They admitted like 5 years ago, okay, we're going to cut back on the wokeism to make it work better. No, you can't have any bull. Health Ranger, we love you. HealthRanger.com. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. We're going to win the AI war.